Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on gradient inversion. The attack that proved Federated Learning's core privacy promise was built on sand. If you're running any kind of distributed ML training, or you're assessing systems that do, you need to understand why sharing model updates is mathematically equivalent to sharing your training data. Let's break it down. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. The foundational work came from Zhu et al. At Princeton in 2019 with Deep Leakage from Gradients, DLG, demonstrating that shared gradients and federated learning contain sufficient information to reconstruct original training inputs. This shattered the core assumption that sharing model updates, rather than raw data, preserve privacy. The attack evolved rapidly. Guiping et al. Introduced inverting gradients. In 2020, achieving photorealistic reconstruction of ImageNet scale images. By 2022, researchers demonstrated text reconstruction from language model gradients with alarming fidelity. The root vulnerability is mathematical, not architectural. Gradients are partial derivatives of the loss function with respect to model parameters. For a batch of training samples, these derivatives encode the exact relationship between input features and model weights. Reconstruction constraints that become tighter with smaller batch sizes. Label information leaked through classification layer gradients. The fundamental design flaw. Federated learning and distributed training architectures assumed gradient sharing was a form of data anonymization. It isn't. The gradient update is a deterministic function of the input data. With sufficient compute and the right optimization objective, you can invert that function. Here's my take on this. Gradients aren't anonymized data. They're compressed representations of your training samples. The math to decompress them has existed since 2019. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. 1. Google's Federated Learning Vulnerability Assessment, 2020. Google's own security team validated gradient inversion against BBoard's Federated Learning System, confirming that user typing patterns could theoretically be reconstructed from keyboard prediction model updates. This led to mandatory differential privacy implementation in production FL systems. 2. Medical Imaging Reconstruction Demo. 2021, researchers at ETH Zurich demonstrated reconstruction of chest x-rays and brain MRIs from gradients shared during collaborative medical AI training. The paper showed 90% plus reconstruction fidelity on batch sizes less than or equal to 8. No breach occurred, but it exposed that healthcare FL consortiums were operating on false privacy assumptions. 3. NVIDIA Flare Security Advisory, 2022. NVIDIA acknowledged gradient inversion as a threat model in their federated learning application runtime environment, adding SecAJ and differential privacy as recommended mitigations. 4. Financial Services FL Pilot Incident, 2023. A European banking consortium's federated anti-fraud model pilot was suspended after a red team exercise successfully reconstructed transaction patterns from gradient updates. The incident was disclosed at the 2023 PET Symposium. Here's my take on this. The medical imaging reconstruction gets all the headlines, but the financial services incident is what should terrify you. That's real transaction data from a production pilot. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes you're conducting an authorized assessment of a federated learning system where you have access to intercepted or legitimately obtained gradient updates. 1. Target identification and recon. Identify the FL aggregation server and communication protocol. Common targets. gRPC endpoints for gradient submission. REST APIs accepting model update payloads. Message queues, Kafka. RabbitMQ, carrying serialized gradients. Capture gradient updates via network interception or API access. You need the gradient tensor and knowledge of the model architecture. 2. Environment setup. The library implements state-of-the-art inversion algorithms. 3. Attack execution. 4. Verification. Compare reconstruction against known test images using PSNR/SIM metrics. For text reconstruction, measure token level accuracy against known training sequences. 5. Evidence collection. Captured gradient tensors with timestamps. Reconstruction outputs with fidelity metrics. Network traces showing gradient transmission. Model architecture details enabling inversion. Here's my take on this. Batch size is your enemy as an attacker and your friend as a defender. Single sample gradients are trivially invertible. Batch size is greater than 64 make reconstruction computationally infeasible. Defense playbook. Detection. Gradient inversion happens offline. You can't detect the reconstruction itself. Instead, monitor for anomalous gradient access patterns, bulk downloads, unusual query frequency, network interception attempts on FL communication channels, insider access to aggregation server logs containing raw gradients. Prevention. Implement layered defenses mapped to MITRE ATLAS AML. M0004, restrict number of ML model queries and OWASP LLM09, over-reliance on model security. Additional controls. Enforce minimum batch sizes greater than or equal to 64 in FL protocols. Implement secure aggregation, SecAgg, to prevent server-side gradient access. Use gradient compression / sparsification to reduce information leakage. Validation. Run the attack playbook against your own system post-hardening. Reconstruction fidelity should drop below recognizable thresholds with proper DP noise. Here's my take on this. Deploy differential privacy with Opacus today. It's the only mathematically proven defense against gradient inversion, and it's 3 lines of code. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Gradients are deterministic functions of training data. Sharing them is equivalent to sharing compressed training samples. Takeaway 2. Medical imaging FL systems were shown to leak reconstructable X-rays and MRIs with 90% plus fidelity at small batch sizes. Takeaway 3. The InverSeft library enables reconstruction attacks with 20 lines of Python against any captured gradient tensor. Takeaway 4. Differential privacy via Opacus is the only mathematically proven defense. Implement it with calibrated noise multipliers. That's gradient inversion in a nutshell. The math has been public since 2019, the tools are on GitHub, and most federated learning deployments ISS still aren't running differential privacy. Don't be that team. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.